This is Empower Radio.
Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Magic of Life Radio with international coach and law of attraction expert Max Ryan, sharing with you many spiritual and metaphysical tools so you can apply them to live in the magic of life. From the details of the law of attraction to A Course in Miracles, Max's depth of knowledge and ability to make complex concepts simple and applicable has earned him the reputation of being the spiritual how-to guy. Now here's your host, Max Ryan.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in this whole world. This is Max Ryan, and you're listening to The Magic of Life here on Empower Radio. Empower Radio, your source for amazing inspiration and motivation and just things to think about for your life so that you can be empowered. I love that word. So good. So welcome. It is great to have you here. And before we start anything, I want to just let you know that I will be taking calls if there are callers for intuitive readings. So I want to give you the number here at Empower Radio. It is 248-809-3475, 248-809-3475. If you're interested in seeing what the cards have to tell you, what spirit has to tell you, all of that, I'm here for you because that is one of the things that that I do in my business. If you do not know me, my name is Max Ryan, and I'm the creator and founder of AttractPositiveResults.com, where I help people move in their life from an orientation of fear and overwhelm and craziness and negative results to an orientation of joy and peace and confidence and love and attracting awesome positive results in any area of your life. So say yes if you like positive results. And I know that all of us sometimes need a little help. Sometimes we need a little bit of a boost. So that's what I'm about. I'm all about helping you in any way I can. So it's great to have you here. And I need to tell you all, I'm just going to come out and tell you this, that this will be a break for me from Empower for a little while. We don't know if I'm going to be coming back or not, but today is going to be about change, about shifting, about everyone goes through shifts and changes, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. So I'm going to read a part of my book because a very important date is coming up for me in just a few days, and I'm going to read part of my book, Say Yes If, in just a little bit. But before that, I actually was guided to pull up a few to do a card reading, just a general card reading, because I used to do that a lot at the beginning of the show, and I was sort of told by spirit, I have literally five decks of cards in front of me right now, so one of these decks is going to have a message that's going to be perfect for all of us. So let me just see what spirit has to tell me which one we want to use. Okay, I'm going to go with this one. This is the one. All right, so let's see. This is actually a fairy oracle card deck, and if you don't know, an oracle card deck is different than a tarot card deck. Oracle card gives you a general ideas or things to think about, and the tarot is much more detailed. It's much more detailed, and the tarot has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. So these oracle card, this is the fairy oracle card deck, and I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be picking right now. So let us see. Oh, this is so good. You know, I'm telling you, this message is definitely for me right now, and I'm sure it is for you. It is the Easy Does It card. Easy Does It. Stop trying so hard to control everything, and all the doors will start to open for you. Boy, oh boy, do I need that right now. Say yes if you need that right now. I have a lot of things going on, which I will tell you about in just a little bit. But boy, this really, really does help. I mean, it really is applicable to my life. Let's just talk a little bit more about this Easy Does It. You know, this is about, you know, really, and I wrote this today on Facebook. I said, you know, I'm going to pull it up right now and I'm going to read it to you. It's a graphic that I created, and it says, come on, Facebook. It says, it's all so much bigger than we know. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop it. It's very, very, very applicable to this card because, you know, it's like it's time to let go of the grip on how it's all going to work out. You know, you can never know. That's the deal. You can never, ever, ever know. I was just talking to a client of mine. And she had a big revelation in her life, and she saw something in a completely different way. And it was because she was like, you know what? She got perspective. She pulled away from the idea that she was stuck, the idea that something was wrong. She let that be, but she knew that that wasn't her. And I'm going through a similar kind of things right now with some other things. I won't go into detail, but it's all about easy does it. Just stop trying so hard. Trying so hard is a negative vibration. When you have negative vibrations, you get negative what? Results. You get negative results. So even me that I've been doing this work for many, many, many years, but I'm still a human being. All of a sudden you get caught up and going, whoa. But if you can just kind of ease back, lighten up, don't try so hard. And the control thing, let go of control. Let it go. Let it go. You know, one of the highest spiritual principles there are is the ability to really say, I don't know. I don't know. And when you do that, not I don't know in that you're condemning yourself in any way. No, a true, real, from your gut place, I don't know. It's that giving up. I'm not giving up. It's the giving in place and going, yeah, I don't know. In that sense of, I'm not sure. I have no idea. And, you know, I'm a teacher and a student of A Course in Miracles. And in A Course in Miracles, he would say, you know, do not do anything without me, meaning the Holy Spirit, Source, Universe, God, whatever you call it. Because, you know, he also says, when you have fear, it is a sure sign that you're trusting in your ego. And your ego is there to make you feel crazy. So easy does it. Let go of the control. You know, let go of that. I've got to make it happen. I got to make it happen. And you know, it is interesting because it does apply. This completely does apply to, you know, me taking a break from Empower Radio because I had to let go of control for a little while and see what the universe was giving me and see what, you know, where I was being directed. And sometimes this is what happens in our lives. You know, there are seasons and there are reasons for everything. So you're with, you know, I'm with Empower Radio for more than a year now. I mean, a great time. Met some amazing people, Dylan and Brent and Kenny and some amazing people here. But, you know, you have to say, you know what? Everything in my life is kind of saying, you know what? It's time to take a break or it's time to go in this direction. And, you know, I got to practice what I preach. And what I preach is, what I talk about really is that listening to that voice. And sometimes that voice in your life comes in the form of other things popping up in the world, opportunities that you go, oh, I could go there. Oh, I could do that. Oh, I could talk to that person, you know, and that's how that kind of the flow works. That's how when you kind of back up and you easy does it and you pull back a little bit, you start to see those more. You start to sense those more. And in some areas, it might be really easy for you. It might be easy in a relationship. And it's really hard in financial. It might be easy in, you know, your career, but it's really hard in your spiritual growth or whatever it happens to be. So just know that there's times when you're going to be like, I don't know, you know what? I think I have to do this. Something is pulling me. Follow it. You know, make sure you investigate it. You make inquiry and say, should I go there? Should I do this? And if it keeps coming back to saying, yeah, and you're seeing results in different ways in the world, it's probably, you know, that's feeling is the vibration of the divine that's saying, try this for a while. And every choice that you make, you know, this easy does it card is so important because so many people, and I'm sure everyone here listening, knows that when you have to make a choice, it's like, it's almost like, oh my God, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do that? Because here's all the pros, here's all the cons, here's the pros for this one, here's the cons for this one. And you go over in your mind and everything. But something starts happening where you're overwhelmed. So easy does it. You don't know. Everything will work out fine. It always does. I'm telling you, it always does. So I just wanted to say that. So great. Easy does it. That is the card for the day. And I'm going to say the number one more time. If there are callers out there, the number to call in here on Empower Radio is 248-809-3475, 248-809-3475. Now, you know, coming up in, let's see, 5 days. In 5 days is a 2-year anniversary for me. 2 years ago, on June 17th, as far as we can really make out, I almost died. I had a very slim chance of surviving a massive staph infection that just invaded my whole body. This is how it happened. I thought that I had the flu. And so did all the doctors, until after, I'd say, 2 trips to the emergency room, I was admitted to the hospital. Thank God. But they had no idea what was happening to my body at first. All they knew was that very, very quickly after being admitted, I got massive pneumonia, my kidneys started to fail, and then I went septic. This all started by I started feeling sick. You know that feeling when you're like, I have to get in my bed. I have to get in my bed right now. And it was very, very, very hot here in the desert, and I was freezing cold, and I could not get warm. I couldn't get warm. And as I said, we went to urgent care clinic, and they were like, oh, you have the flu. Oh, you have the flu. I'm like, okay. And there's nothing to do with the flu. You know, you have to ride it out, whatever they say. And so I came back and I had to go to the emergency room. And then the second time I went to the emergency room, that's when everything really, really, really hit the fan. And that's when my whole body went septic. Then after my whole body went septic, I was actually in between, well, actually about the time that it really started going septic, I was still conscious. I was able to talk to some friends were around, but I don't remember anything. I was definitely in another state of mind. They told me that I was doing readings for people. I was talking about the future. I was telling about people, you know, falling in love with other people, and I was doing readings for people, and then I would just sort of go away, and then I would come back. And a very good friend of mine, Arnold, he was there, and he was very intuitive. He was in the room with us, and he was overwhelmed because he could feel all the energy. He could feel the angels. He could feel spirit right there with me because I was right on the edge, and I didn't even realize it. My conscious mind didn't realize what was happening. But what they had to do with me is they had to find out what was happening with my body. They had to find out what was going on. And I guess as my kidneys were failing, as all my systems were really starting to just go downhill very quickly in the matter of a few hours, they had to do some CAT scan, MRI, and see what was happening inside my body. The problem was that I couldn't lay down flat. Every time they tried to lay me down flat, I couldn't breathe. And I would gasp for air, and they didn't know what to do. So what they had to do is they had to intubate me and literally induce a coma. So it's a little emotional. They induced this coma, and they had to calm my whole body down and start, you know, to look to see what was going on. And they thought I was having massive pneumonia, which I sort of was. But as they were looking at the, I guess it's MRI, at all the stuff that was happening with me, they were looking for all the stuff and they didn't notice. And then suddenly somebody, one of the doctors, saw that I had some kind of an abscess on my liver. And they were like, well, wait, hold on. What is that? What is that? And they realized that this abscess was some kind of a staph. Well, they didn't know staph, but it was some kind of an infection. And it had literally just kind of burst. And the infection was just going through my body. And it was about that time. And it was in this coma state that my chance of really surviving that whole ordeal became extremely thin. I mean, the doctors worked around the clock. I mean, as my body was basically ravaged and trying to fight off this staph infection while I laid in the ICU. I just laid there body-wise. But meantime, on the inside, I was having what anyone, I guess, would call a near-death experience. This near-death experience is... It's hard to fully explain in words, but I'm going to try. I had the consciousness, and it wasn't even like a thought form. And it's hard to even say this because we all are consciousness, but I had a consciousness that was going towards a thought, which if that makes sense to anyone, that something was wrong with me. I just have this feeling, this vibration, something was wrong with me. I didn't know where I was. I mean, it's not even of this kind of consciousness we're speaking of right now, but I did have this consciousness, something was wrong with me. Well, then kind of at the exact same time, I realized that it wasn't me, but it was my body. Something was definitely wrong with my body, but there was nothing wrong with me. And I've always known that we're not bodies, but this experience, I mean, it confirmed it for me, to say the least. In the Course in Miracles, we talk about we are not a body. We are spirit. We are spirit. We are spirit. Whatever that thing called spirit is, we are. And, you know, I have gone out of body experiences many times. I've astral traveled many times, but I had never done it when my body was falling apart and I had to leave my body. So it was, you know, it was just an amazing experience. And I realized it's not me, it's my body. And as this was dawning on me, I had the most, supreme, beautiful, incredible sense of peace and calmness. I mean, you would think that a realization that your body was in major trouble would be something that would throw someone into fear and stress. But I'm telling you, I knew I wasn't a body, so it wasn't throwing me into fear and stress. Not me. I had an awareness. I had an awareness that I was non-local, that everything was okay, and all was good, and all was God, and all was love, with or without my body. I knew that if I was to lose my body, I was going to be just fine. And I had no worries about having it anymore. I really didn't. I swear to God, I had no worries. It was like, yeah, okay, so next, whatever. I mean, it was a freeing feeling. And I mean, really, of course, one I had never experienced before. So that was very much my real near-death experience. But then I had this awareness when this was happening, and I had this realization that I was free and I didn't need my body and it was all good and everything was fine. I had this awareness of all the love and support that was being directed towards me by so many people in my life. I mean, people close to my body and as far away as, I mean, Australia and New Zealand, at that time, that is when everything was bad. And I know from the outside, that's when everyone was being called. Everyone was being told what was happening and they were pouring out massive love directly at me. And this, again, is hard to explain in words, but all I can say is that I knew all these amazing beings were projecting love towards me. I mean, I could feel it. I knew it. I could literally hear their prayers. I was everywhere. And I won't go into detail, but, you know, friends of mine later that are intuitive or that are very, very psychic or, you know, connected that way, they were like, oh, you were in my bathtub. Oh, you were on stage with me. Oh, you were at this wedding with me. And it was the exact same time that I was non-local. I was all over the place and I could feel them. I could hear them and I could feel all the love. And this made this experience of love, I mean, this experience of love I never had before. I mean, it was intense and beautiful to say the least. And it was confirming. It confirmed everything that I know, that only love is real. And I don't remember making a choice to stay here in the body, but on some level, I know everything is a choice. So I must have made a choice. And I believe that we choose to stay or we go. Just as we choose everything in our lives, I believe that it was the love that I felt from everyone that helped me to make that decision to come back and fight for my life. And thank God I did. I mean, now I sit here 2 years later, I'm alive, I'm loving, and I'm appreciating life in ways that, you know, I never have before. And it's not always easy, but it's from a different place. And I mean, really, the reason I'm telling you all this is that this experience has taught me so many things. And I wanted to say this on my last show. I mean, so many things. I've been putting together another book for a while, but, you know, when the time comes. But for our purposes today, I want to relate. I mean, really, one of the most powerful lessons that I learned from this whole experience. And I believe if you're listening to this call right now, you need to hear this. The time is now. I come back into this life and this body knowing this in a way that I just kind of want to shout it off the rooftops. The time is now. The time you have here with this particular mix of people and energies is finite and it will never be again. Do you hear that? It will never be again. You will never have the exact circumstances, community, personality, relationships, or anything ever again. The time is now. The time is now to do what you want to do. The time is now. The time to live your life the way you have only dreamt about it is now. The time to leave a situation that is not supporting you in your growth is now. The time to tell that person that thing is now. I mean, the time to leave the job that you have hated for 10 years is now. And the time to finally treat yourself with love and respect is now. The time to give your fellow human beings to your fellow human beings is now. And the time to start your transformation is now. I was talking to someone yesterday and we were talking about everyone has some of this. You know, we've all got, you know, hidden beliefs that are running our lives and we need to make sure that we look at those beliefs so we can heal them. And I told her about this. I mean, this belief about how she hates her body. I said, if you got a call today that your doctor says, oh my God, we just realized that we screwed up your test and you have 24 hours to live, would you choose to stop suffering? It's a choice. You only have now. Be happy now. That's why I come back so strong about now. Ask yourself this question every day. If I was going to die tomorrow, would I choose to hold on to the suffering? Would I choose to keep in this pain? Would I choose to have that judgment? Would I choose to have that anger? It is all a choice, because if you let go of it, if you literally knew you were dying tomorrow, 95% of us would say, oh, I've been holding on to crap, to shit. And I'm not living my life right now. And I'm telling you, that's the way to live your life. That's it. And it's not here. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here as a reminder, some kind of a voice in the dark to say, remember, easy does it. Have a good time. Have fun. Now, let go of all of the things that are holding you back. And you are the thing that's holding you back. It's a thing called your ego. And that ego is a part of you that thinks without love. And all you have to do is let it go and be in love. So that's what I have to say on this show today. And I hope that you got something from the story. And I pray that love will guide you. I mean, this is what it's all about. That internal vibration of love inside, it will guide you if you listen. If you turn off your freaking phone, if you stop going on every single thing and listening to the mind chatter that the ego wants you to find somewhere else, you're guided and it's all good. And I'm telling you, if you want your future to be good, you have to be good right now. Right now. Find your peace in this moment and everything will unfold naturally. If you'd like to find out any more about what I do, please go to attractpositiveresults.com. Keep in touch with me. I have a lot of different things going on, a lot of ways for you to connect with me, and I would love to hear you, and I would love to do anything I can to help you on your journey. All right. So I, as I always say, I pray that love will guide you. And remember, unthinkably good things can and do happen, and I'm sending you all my love. Bye-bye.